So now we're going to start the guided meditation on loving kindness. And that'll be finished, that'll be ended with a the final blessing. Roughly aiming for about 9:45. And as I mentioned earlier, when you're doing a loving kindness, it's like lighting a fire, and you never light a fire just on a big, wet, sappy log. You do it on easy things first of all, just like paper, and then you add little kindling, and then little fatter pieces of twigs maybe, and then bigger pieces of wood, and you increase the size of the wood little by little, gradually, until you have a big fire. And once you have a big fire, you can put anything on the fire and it will burn. So we usually use the easy things first of all in the guided meditation of loving kindness. But that will become clear soon. So first of all, if you would close your eyes and get comfortable. When you are comfortable, just to double check by doing a quick scan through your body, how are your legs now? You are aware, mindful of the comfort of your legs. Asking a question directs the mindfulness to that part of the body. And if you do find any way, any movement or scratching or whatever to make your legs more comfortable, please do so. That's kindness. So adjust it this way, adjust it that way. Until the legs are comfortable. As best you can make them. And even if there's an ache or a pain, which you don't get rid of, you don't lessen by moving, just to focus attention on there and just relax the pain. See if you can ease it. Sometimes I tell the anecdote when I used to play soccer in the streets, fell over a lot, making a tackle and scraped the skin off my knees. I always grew up with scabs on my knees. That's what I remember. But when I started bleeding, I'd run to my mother and she would kneel down, kiss it better, and the pain would go away immediately. So I learned the power of kindness. So you be kind to your body. Give it kindness. And you'll learn how powerful that is to relax and take away the aches and the pains. And I'm kind even to my butt, one of the most neglected parts of your body. Especially through mindfulness, I really look after my butt. Make sure it's comfortable. Because my butt, probably more than most, has to take up a lot of weight. And then, up from my butt to my torso, making sure everything is in the optimum position. Just a good stretch, which I love doing. And that relaxes and it just shows that I'm paying attention to my body and caring for it. Relaxing the shoulders, the arms and the hands. If you need to physically adjust by moving it this way or that way, please do so. And go back up to my neck. Make sure the head is well balanced on top of the neck. If there are any irritations on the throat, a cough. I'm going to cough now, it would be great. There we go. Otherwise, remember the volcano effect. You can plug it up when it does go. Oh, just, you infect all the people sitting around you. Just like a volcano infects everybody around it with this toxic ash and lava. Then I go to my head, make sure all the muscles in my face are relaxed. And behind to my head. All that thinking which weighs down my head and makes it tired. So I care for my brain. Brain, take a break. You can just relax and be peaceful. You can even imagine your brain soaking in a hot tub. Relaxing. Just the imagery. Just forget about that that's impossible, but just the imagery just does have an effect. You do start to relax. You don't need to think. At least not that much. Then I'm aware of my whole body. Even just a few minutes, I've relaxed a lot. And then I begin the loving kindness guided meditation. As I mentioned earlier, I choose an object which I find very easy to develop feelings of warmth and kindness towards. And I usually choose a little kitten. I don't know, I like cats. You may choose a dog, a puppy or a grown dog, or a rabbit, or a bird, a cockatoo, a parrot. Could be a baby. Or even this one person in Sydney, she said she didn't like babies or baby animals, but she had a pot plant she was growing in the balcony of her apartment. And that was enough for her to be her first object which she could give loving kindness towards, nurturing it, knowing that this pot plant would not survive without her. But I'm going to choose the little kitten. And I imagine this kitten abandoned, hiding in a dark corner of some derelict old building. It's tried to find friendship, love and care. But every time it's come out, it's been bitten and scratched and chased away to the point that it trusts no one. So all I see is a pair of eyes looking at me from a dark place, a place where it feels safe, but where it knows it can't survive, looking at me. When I see this little kitten, abandoned, hungry, cold, terrified of life, just it softens my heart. I look at it and say, dear little kitten, not everyone in this world will hurt you and harm you. There are some beings that will care for you unconditionally. And caring for another is not a burden, but a privilege. It's service. It's part of my path of renunciation of what I want for the sake of others. dear little kitten. I keep imagining these eyes, that's what I see at first. Let me be your friend, to care for you, to feed you and protect you, because that's what you need. And as I keep eye contact with this little abandoned, terrified, lonely being, the eyes change. You can see the first glimmer of hope, even trust, in those little cat's eyes. And it allows me just to extend my hand very slowly. I see the cat just draw back, it's not quite ready. And still, I start sending this energy of warmth and kindness and protection and love and harmlessness. So this little being knows I will never harm or hurt or do anything to upset this little being. And I move my hand closer and closer. And so this little cat allows me to touch her. As I touch her, I'm the one who gets a shock. I can feel the scabs of blood on its skin, the dirt on its fur. Not like ordinary cats who are very clean. This cat has been through hell. But still, it doesn't flinch when I hold it and bring it towards me. It trusts me. It knows it has to trust someone. And I just keep looking at this little kitten in its eyes and just spread as much loving kindness and warmth and protection. Dear little kitten, the door of my heart is open to you, no matter who you are, what you do. We all need friends, people to look after us, care for us, be there for us. Let me be your friend. As I pick this bag of skin and fur, mostly bones poking out, I don't know when the last time this little kitten has been fed. Bring it closer to me. And bring it to my chest. And it's like from my heart, the place where my heart is, I start to feel the beginnings of a stream of golden loving kindness coming out. Out through my skin of my chest. And into that little being, this little abandoned cat. And I hold it so softly. Warm it. Even though it's hungry. Even though still there's many wounds to be patched up. This may be the first time in her life that someone's accepted her and cared for her. And she realizes that care and acceptance is real. It's sincere. I don't want anything from that cat except the privilege to care, feed, heal, and see that little kitten grow. As I hold that kitten, I bathe it from the edge of its whiskers to the tip of its little ears, down to its paws and its tail, bathe it with my loving kindness, with my care. Dear little kitten, the door of my heart is open, and all my love and my care and my friendship and my selflessness and my energy, I pour out to you because you need it. Bathing it with this, what I imagine to be golden light of loving kindness. All through its head, through its little legs and paws, all nicely tucked up now, and its tail. And even though it's hungry, it wants that love and that safety first. And I warm it, hold it so gently, and I notice its eyes close. It starts to purr. Maybe purring for the first time in her life. She knows she's safe. She knows she'll be fed. She knows that she'll be cared for and protected. She's found a friend. She found love. And I hold it. It's not just the cat purrs, it's as if I purr as well. As you give kindness and love and forgiveness, unconditional, not asking anything back in return. It's a gift which makes my loving kindness stronger and more powerful. And it always associated with piti sukha, with joy. Dear cat, I can imagine you as fat as I am, with beautiful fur, kind to others as you receive kindness from me. Peaceful, sleeping at ease. And as I give this loving kindness, this golden light to this imaginary being, when that fire is lit of loving kindness to someone which is imaginary, then I let that image of my abandoned, hungry, wounded kitten just pass away. And in its place, I visualize a friend, the closest person to me in this life, as you do the same. A person, they could be here, they could be somewhere else in this planet. And you imagine they're right in front of you, old or young. And you look at this little being, and you see the connection between this imaginary being who's real. Sorry, this vision of a being who's real, and that imaginary little kitten or puppy or whatever you use as your primary object. They too get hurt, get hungry, get misunderstood. Sometimes they hurt so much and don't show it to you. As if you look at them, say, my dear friend, the person who's closest to me in this life, I care for you. Please let me be there for you, a friend, someone who will never let you down. The door of my heart's open to you, totally. This being could be a partner, could be a child, could be just a best friend, could be a parent, grandparent. I care for you. And with that offering of unconditional kindness, love, metta, you imagine these golden rays of light from your heart going through your chest into this being, the one you spend so much time with, right into their body, up into their head, down their arms, down their legs, all over. Building up in power, in intensity. May you be free from pain and disappointment. May you know that you're never going to be alone in this world. You can be in solitude if you wish, but there's always other people caring for you, wondering how you are, making sure you feel safe. Because we care for you, not just as words. Words are only as powerful as the meaning you invest behind them. You give this beautiful, unconditional, powerful, golden, warm light of love coming from its traditional place in your chest, in your heart region, out there to your best friend, bathing them, warming them, imagining them to feel safe and secure, not alone, not hungry for friendship in this world. And then you give so much energy to this, your best friend, and the fire is really strong now, hopefully. And then you imagine not just your best friend, imagine all the people in this room right now, the monks, the nuns, people you share the cottages with, sat opposite one another in the meal tables, people who sometimes bang the doors and decide to have a cup of tea at 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever. You can understand why. They need kindness as much as you do. They need forgiveness as much as you do. The human beings on this great path, from different countries, from different religions, from different experiences, we know how much we have in common. Imagine all the beings in this room with your eyes shut. Imagine them sitting here. And you get this beautiful energy, this rays of loving kindness coming out from your heart, going to everybody in this room, like a blanket of kindness and friendship and care. Just going to everyone, as to you. Like a, for want of a better word, an internet of loving kindness connected, feeding ever stronger pulses of healing and kindness and acceptance. The door of our hearts are open to each one of us. Non-judgmental, just loving you for who you are. Caring, not trying to cure, you know, the things which you don't understand or don't do. Because we care for us. Spent 9 days on this journey together. Soon we will part in body. But always remember the wonderful times we shared. The door of my heart is open to you all. As this beautiful loving kindness starts to pour out from your heart into all these beings and into you. Yeah, we might look strong on the outside. We all share so much with that little kitten. Aspirations which never arose. Plans which never happened. Suffering which we wonder, why did that come to us? And our happiness as well, which I don't know why we don't think too much about, preferring to solve the problems of mistakes instead. As you put this beautiful loving kindness out towards all people in this room and to you, may all beings in this room be happy, at peace. May they not fight nature, but learn to love nature and be with them. Caring is the best way of curing. I care for you. You care for each other. Don't try and cure your defilements. Especially don't try and cure other people's defilements. They tend to get worse. Care. Understand. Kindfulness. Until you can imagine this room filling up with golden energy of loving kindness, forgiveness, warmth, acceptance, friendship. Until this whole room gets so full with this kindness. that the walls and the ceiling and the doors can't hold it anymore. It bursts through. It goes out to all the animals in the forest. The birds, little millipedes, come out in the rain. The snake, sort of hibernating somewhere in this grounds. To all the birds, ducks on the lake. All of the people who bring the food for you, especially to someone like Bianca, just a manager from the heavenly realms. To all people in this place, all the monks who come and struggle over those computers, people who sweep, Annie who does the gardening, all beings, caretakers, may all beings in the Jhana Grove compound receive my loving kindness, my warmth, my friendship. May all beings in this compound be happy and well. As you receive it from them, so you give it back. Warmth, friendship, kindness. As this loving kindness, the more you give, the more your body starts to tingle with the energy of unconditional, unbounded loving kindness. And then it goes further. It goes further beyond this compound called Jhana Grove, up to Bodhinyana Monastery with all the people there. All the people that it's hard to see that they share so much with us. Easy to see faults, but hard to see what we share in common. Up to the prison at Carnet, which is just 6 kilometers away. To all the farms and the animals and the birds in the sky, the things which live underneath the earth. May all beings in this locality be at peace. Be free from fear. Be it happy. As you spread this loving kindness even further out to the fields, the houses, the little hamlets, off to the ocean, up north to Perth, down south to Bunbury and beyond, inland to Sydney and Adelaide, and the whole of the continent of Australia. If you're bathing this whole land with this beautiful warmth, loving kindness, asking forgiveness, giving care, may all beings feel safe and bathe in the friendship and the kindness, the same which I gave to my little cat. Even though it was hurting, I cared for it. Over the oceans. Many of you come from Southeast Asia, New Zealand, East Asia, Korea and China, Sri Lanka and Thailand, Burma, Singapore, Malaysia, India, spreading this loving kindness further and further afield. Like it's growing, and like a blanket spreading over planet Earth to the extremists, terrorists, people in power, people who abuse power, to the animals in the ocean and on the land and in the air, the birds in the rivers, to all beings, to planet Earth itself, over to Europe and Britain and Africa and the Americas. All people, all beings, all species. As if you are spreading all your energy out to the whole world. May all beings be free from pain and fear. Be happy and well. be at peace, to know that we care. You just hold that for a little while. And then you remember you've left somebody out. It's always you. So imagine that you're looking in a mirror at yourself, at your body, in your clothes, in your hair, skin. This being, which you got used to calling you, that too needs kindness and forgiveness and love and respect. So now you give that loving kindness, that warmth, that radiant golden energy to this body. May I be healthy, free of pain. May I relax, be at peace. Just loving kindness goes inward, up and down your own body, from the tip of the head to the toes in your feet, right to the nails in the end of your fingers, right all around, in and out. I love me. I care for me. I forgive me. The door of my heart is open to all of me, even those little beings who I'm not proud of, or the ones I'm scared of because they would hurt so bad. All of that, allow them all to come in, being at peace with yourself. May I be well and happy. As you give loving kindness, forgiveness, care, not curing, but caring for you, to every part of your body. Now, we bring that energy back in, leaving out the warmth throughout the whole planet, bringing back the light, leaving out the warmth, like a rays of light being retracted, coming in from the other ends of the planet, coming in, into Australia, into Perth, into Jhana Grove, coming into this Dharma Hall, into your body, into your heart, until it's like a concentrated, condensed ball of incandescent energy and light called loving kindness. Powerful spherical limiter, hovering above your heart, which you visualize as a white lotus fully opened, pure, the only thing capable of holding and containing something as powerful as unconditioned, unbounded metta. And just imagine the petals of that lotus softly enveloping that ball of loving kindness, closing and closing to keep that loving kindness safe inside, to be used whenever it's needed, another time, another place. How do you feel? Please remain silent as we give you the final blessing. When the blessing finishes, then you may open your eyes and the retreat will end. Okay, thank you all. So I think the anchor has told you what to do when you come out in the silence and the bliss. So I'll see you all next retreat. Somewhere, sometime. Very good. So please, if you can do your duties, it's late as usual, it's 9:54. Always go late. See you again.